everybody, and welcome back. This week we slow things down as everybody is spread out after the events of last week. The crew has a moment to talk amongst themselves and try to get their plans in place so that when they group back up, they are ready to go to have their meeting with Senor Monson and get paid. Well, Chuck's a little paranoid they might not get paid, but hey, those are the risks in the shadows, aren't they? No announcements this week, so I'm just going to go ahead and get out of your way and let you guys get to the episode. We open up with two vehicles, the Redneck Express, the van driving in one direction with a couple of people in that, Boz and Chuck and RC and his drones. And then over in a nice SUV, we have Michael and Mary Sue driving in another direction as you leave behind the scene of a rocket launcher, a blood spirit, and scared pedestrians. What are you guys doing and where are you guys going?
Chuck is jamming signals right now.
I think we need to get somewhere where we can park this van that's not in sight of anyone who wants to find a van. Maybe like a storage place, some kind of garage, something?
RC, you spend a lot of your time driving and dealing with drones and roads and stuff. You could easily find a parking garage or something similar. That's where you want to go.
I will attempt, while driving the getaway van, to find a place to hide said getaway van. I'm thinking like a mini storage, a garage, you know, that type of, you know, thingamabobber.
Do you want to roll a navigation roll, and we'll see how good of a thingamabobber you can find?
There we go. 4 hits. I'll take it.
What kind of place do you want?
The ideal thing would be a sort of storage yard or like a mini storage thing or a private garage where I could park this thing and it would be a completely obscured from every direction.
Sure. That's easily doable with 4 successes. You can find a place you just check in, park the car, and then return, you know, 3 or 4 days later.
Okay, sure. I will find one of those and I will duly go in and pay an appropriate amount of New Yen.
So you guys are underground, out of the way, and seemingly not having anybody look any kind of way at you. Chuck, when you guys come in to pull in here, are you still jamming, or are you going to knock that off?
I'll knock that off for sure.
Meanwhile, Michael and Mary Sue, where are you guys going?
Mary Sue's going to drive out of there. She's not a driver like RC is, so she's just going to be normal driving, not evasive driving. I don't think she would think to get off the street. I think she would probably head back to familiar territory, so she's probably going to head to Scrappers. I don't think she's discussed this with Michael. She's probably just in the car, just automatically driving.
Do you guys talk about anything, or do you just kind of sit there in silence during your drive?
She's got, like, the empty Striker. She's just sort of, like, looking at it and holding it, and, like, I don't think she's feeling very talkative. She just looks like she's sort of, like, deep in thought.
So, I wasn't paying attention at the end. Someone bagged the guy?
Yeah, they got him. And one of the other ones, too, I think.
So, will we get a bonus on that?
I guess so. I mean, it seemed to go sort of according to plan. Sort of.
Sweet.
That thing that they were using, that spirit... Did you get a look at that thing? Or are you busy in your computer?
Yeah, I saw it a little bit, but that was only through, RC's cameras. Did you want some footage of it or something? That's like a reddish blob thing is all I saw.
Yeah, felt weird to be fighting alongside one of those things.
I thought it was just some sort of spirit.
I don't know what the hell it was, but I'm glad it was there. Anyway, why are you guys drilling on this? And I'm furiously tapping away at my console, trying to figure out somewhere to go and park this potentially hot van. I don't see why you guys are worried about what that was or why it was. The point is, it's done. We're alive. The job is done. Yeehaw!
Well, it's not done until we get paid.
Yeah, there is that.
There's always time for things to go wrong.
And we don't have any, like, collateral. Or not collateral. What would you be called? That thing, so we make sure we get paid for, like, at the handoff?
Leverage.
That's the word, yeah. We have no leverage to ensure we get paid.
Yeah, they got what they wanted. It's pretty much the honor system at this point.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we're not, I know it's not like we're particularly great at this or we're always great at it, but it still worked out. So, I mean, have a little faith. Have some optimism, Boz. Do you know what optimism is?
I'm plenty optimistic. I was optimistic about getting out of that without any problems, and we kind of did.
See? There we go. Positivity.
I think I might have hit some people with that rocket, which is, Chuck, you got like a news feed once we get that jammer down?
Yeah, I can zoom in on that, figure out what's going on. I can also, once the jamming stops, I can take a look at the feed that the flies picked up.
Alright, I'd appreciate that. I'd like to go forward with a clear conscience, if I can.
Yeah, I didn't even think that there'd be pedestrians around. It would make sense, downtown Seattle, midday.
Part of me is sort of telling myself that, you know, those bugs could have caused a lot more damage than what we did, but I don't know. I gotta, like, clear my head.
Yeah, for sure.
They could have 100% caused more damage than you did. Look, I'm not saying everything is perfect, but at the end of the day, the bug count just got reduced by about one. We got paid. I mean, you know, it could have been worse, right?
Three. Got reduced by three.
By three. We're like heroes. We should get like some kind of medal.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that they'll be too busy picking up the pieces and figuring out what happened with these bugs to care too much about the people who stopped them. Even if it was a little chaotic. But I guess we'll find out.
I, for one, am not open to any type of Monday morning quarterback. If somebody else wants to handle three bugs and do it better than we did, God bless them. Meanwhile, I need to find somewhere to park this van, so you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Boz just falls quiet again at that point.
Chuck pulls out the food that he got from the food truck and starts eating it.
Over in the other truck, what are you guys up to?
Michael is staring out the window, not really getting a grasp as to where we're headed. He's just kind of watching the lights as they drive by, zoom by, trying to get a grasp on everything that happened. He's running over everything in his head.
Mirisu's driving in silence, but after 5 or 10 minutes, that adrenaline is wearing off. She's starting to think about and realize what had happened and what she'd seen. She'll eventually start talking to Mike. Mike, what was that thing? That giant thing that was there?
Mike kind of turns his head away from the window, looking over at Mary Sue. Which thing? There were a couple things. I saw three bees. I saw the spirit that was summoned. And then I saw you starting to walk over towards them like you thought you were going to be doing something.
I was walking toward the big, giant thing. I've never seen anything like that.
Are you talking about the big red thing?
Yeah, it was bleeding.
Yeah, it was. It was... Okay. You've heard of bug spirits, yeah?
Yeah, Michael, I've heard you tell me about bug spirits.
So, spirits come in all forms. There's all kinds of different bends and twists and beliefs behind them, if you will. What you had seen was what's called a blood spirit. It means there's another mage, probably in the taco truck, that was responsible for summoning it, tasked it, and basically formed a sort of contract with it to get it to perform a set of tasks, jobs, before it left us.
So that Johnson hired another team that used a blood spirit?
I don't know if the Johnson hired another team. I don't know if that team was part of whatever company the Johnson works for, or works with, or is a freelancer like what we do, what I do. There's no telling. But yes, another mage was involved. Yes, somebody summoned a blood spirit.
She'll kind of start looking at Michael a little suspicious. Can you summon one of those too?
I have the capability of summoning spirits, but I don't have the knowledge. I don't know how to summon spirits. It's not something that I dabbled in or tried to do. It just, not enough juice for the squeeze, if you could say it.
An audible sigh of relief.
No, don't worry. I've had my hands with air spirits, one in particular, and then seeing the bug spirits, and it's not a field that I feel comfortable in dabbling in, just because of everything that I've seen and dealt with and gone on with.
I think that's something that Johnson should have told us about.
Why?
So we knew? So we could have prepared?
Our only job, as to what you outlined and what the Johnson outlined, was to get the guy there. He said that he would have a team in place to work on that. It doesn't matter what's on that team. We didn't ask that question. Just like that other group of individuals probably didn't ask who was getting involved. They didn't encounter or anticipate somebody with a rocket launcher showing up and taking out two other bug spirits for them. And, you know, they didn't anticipate, I'm sure, a troll inside the cafe that we were at. It's not our job to know what the other team was or the methods as to how they were getting things done. Our job was to get the guy there. That was it. We did that. We should have just stopped and walked away. Period. Done. Our part of that was done. But it didn't go that way, did it?
I don't really know. I was under a troll for most of it.
Mary Sue, are you two-timing on me? What troll's getting on top of you for all of this? I don't know what all is going on. I'm trying to protect my team. Mayor, you know, that's why I put that field up to try to prevent Matthias from getting away. That's why I tried to keep you out of the fight, stop you from getting shot. I didn't see where RC, Boz, and Chuck were. You know, they were in RC's van. So I am presuming, knowing RC's love of his van and the fact that he doesn't want anything to have to it, I'm going to presume that they were well and safe.
No, RC's taking care of them. You notice that, Michael? Nobody wants to ride in the same car with us.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Ever since that night at Morgana's.
I think they're still trying to get over the concept that I did what I said I was going to do. They don't understand that when I say I was going to do something, I'm not joking around, I'm not playing around. And it happened. They didn't like what had happened. They're still mad at me. So, if nothing else, it might be, you know, my fault that they're not wanting to ride in the same vehicle with you. Because I'm riding in this vehicle. And I can't necessarily keep squeezing into the back of RC's van with his drones, and it's just uncomfortable as all get out. So, you know, I'm not going to begrudge them. You know, I'm not going to force them to be around me. I can't do that. As long as they know that I'll be there for them if they ever need me, that's all I can do. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
She's going to get quiet. She's thinking hard. Her eyebrows are furrowed.
Give me a minute. I got to DNI my sister, let her know that I'm okay, because she was really worried about all this.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls out his comm link and sends a quick message out. Puts it away. Mary Sue, where are we headed? Because I'm not exactly familiar with where we're at right now.
Oh, I'm going to Scrappers. You know, in case, I don't know, it's where we go when we're in trouble.
Send him a message and make sure I'm welcome there.
So a little bit of time will pass as you guys are driving to your respective destinations. RC and crew will arrive at theirs before Mary Sue and Michael will. What is your plan?
My plan is to park the van and, like, put on the hoodie and glasses and, you know, get out of Dodge. Is there a restaurant across the street?
Sure.
What luck. I will go to said restaurant with my sunglasses and hoodie and observe the entrance and look for things like a convoy of police officers with lights and sirens.
I assume the rest of you guys are also going to get something to eat or make it look like you're getting something to eat.
Yeah, we're going to stick together.
Chuck will take along, but just order water.
Of course, Boz removes the 50 pounds of gear she's carrying.
all of the guns and the armor and the clearly up to trouble you got going on.
Chuck keeps his taser.
You guys will pretend to be normal, everyday, average citizens. Several minutes, like 10, 15, will go by, and you don't see anybody come follow after you or like kick down the door or anything like that.
Chuck will be in all the requests that Boz asked, starting with the news, looking for anything about what happened downtown at the restaurant area.
You want to go ahead and give a quick matrix search?
The keyword Boz is kind of looking for here is casualties.
It is stuff that has happened in the past 20 minutes. It's pretty big news for a downtown area. You will see different news outlets reporting a terrorist attack. One person will report that it was a car bomb. One person will report that they saw somebody with a rocket launcher. Several different reports that you know all of them to be partially true. When you start looking for things like a body count or casualties, you will see that most places are reporting 3 people dead, 1 person missing, probably about 5 or 6 injuries, with one person's dock wagging bracelet being tripped and dock wagging arriving.
I guess the question is, when they say 3 people dead, there was like 3 people, but 2 of them were taken. 1 person missing. I'm guessing like Chuck like puts this on display or something, or is he just sort of like repeating?
I do a search, and then when I find the news outlets, I give you like the feeds just sent to you, well, and RC. But you have to wear the glasses that Chuck bought you.
She hears that there's casualties. Her face sort of sinks. And she just sort of stares. Eyes are like shooting on the screen, looking for some like additional details of like who it might have been, hoping that it, whoever they're talking about or one of the 3 people she knows were knocked out during the fight.
Chuck can also start looking at the camera feeds that RC had of all the fly spies and other drones in the area. Suppose and try and look at if there were any casualties.
Yeah, sure. I can provide that.
It'll take you a little bit of time. From the various angles, you're going to see that the delivery driver was still in the truck when it got exploded.
Was he not a bug?
You don't know one way or the other.
Yeah, but would they report? Okay. Boz is going to assume that was a bug.
You will see a couple of random pedestrians just get more or less showered with shrapnel from when the truck explodes as people are running around. It looks like only one person got it pretty bad. Because the fly spies were still capturing footage after the explosion, you will see a lot of the people that got knocked down in the process get back up. And they will be bleeding from here or there, but nobody's, oh my god, my arm got blown off or anything super crazy like that. With the exception of the one person who went down but didn't get right back up when the chaos continued.
Wreck. It wasn't supposed to go down like that. Buzz shut the feed off of her phone and just sort of like rubs her face with her hands. And she says, I can't keep doing this, you guys.
Look, you know, you're depressed now, but just, it was a tough situation. You know, what were you supposed to do?
I don't know. Not be there in the first place, I suppose. I mean, I get what you're saying. They were bugs. Things could have been even worse than they were, but still, it doesn't. It's like things just keep escalating, you know? And I feel like it's going to keep escalating from here on out until something really bad happens. I mean, this is pretty bad.
I don't know. It's not pretty bad. We're alive, you know? I mean, we're this close to getting paid. Look. Put my hand on Boss's shoulder. You don't have to have an existential crisis every half hour, okay?
No, I don't. Like, when we got into this, you know, we were just trying to figure out what to do. We just latched onto whatever rope we could get our hands on to get us out of the water we were in. We needed to get some money together. We needed to get, like, identification so that we could get back to our lives. But here we are, kind of caught up in the river, right? But, like, where does this end? Were you planning on doing this for the rest of your life? Is that what you were planning?
They'll say the rest of my life, but I mean, Boz, look, what we were doing before, that was just a sucker's game, okay? This has given me a taste I have my own place. I'm able to take care of my mom. I'm able to do what I want to do. And yeah, you know what? It's kind of exciting. And I kind of enjoy that part. But that's, I mean, I get your objections and they're legitimate. I'm just saying, do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to working with some shitbird asshole, you know, direct for brains fuckhead who tells us what to do and doesn't ever pay enough? Look, do you know what I said? If this goes through, we're going to have enough Nguyen to not have to worry about Jack and or Drek for, what, 6 months? A year? Tell you, you live in a tree. It'll probably be 2 years. The point being is that this has offered us a chance to get out of a trap I don't even think that we knew we were in. Okay?
Well, that's sort of what I'm thinking, but I don't think it's a temporary thing. I think... Boz looks over at Chuck. What does it look like Chuck feels like as this conversation is happening?
Chuck's not actually paying attention. He's still flipping through camera feeds while this conversation is happening.
I was actually thinking of taking my cut of this and the money that I've got stored up, just starting something else, something that's a little more legit than this. I mean, I can take these skills and I can apply them. You know that my sin, the one that Morgana gave us?
Yeah.
It's got a private investigator license on it. And I've been thinking about that a lot the past couple of weeks. I mean, I could do that job.
Hell yeah, you could do that job. I mean, you're talking about applying your skills. You apply the hell out of your skills, but to those guys' faces over there. Kablam! I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can kind of do the same thing, but do it legit and without necessarily putting people in danger and, you know, maybe having to kill someone to defend my friends.
Do you want to, though? You know, you're going to spend all your time finding cheating wives and cheating husbands, taking pictures of that or guys who are faking workers' comp injuries. Is that what you want to do?
It doesn't bother me. I don't have a lot of years left in me. You know, orcs don't live a long time, RC, and I don't know if I want to spend the rest of it wondering if my friends are going to die tomorrow because I screwed up. I don't need that in my life.
I mean, you don't want to just work for someone else. I mean, hell, you do one of these jobs once a year, once every 6 months. Hell, spend the rest of your time on a cruise ship cruising around the Caribbean and some elf chick bringing you Mai Tais as you watch the Cirque du Soleil at the back of the ship. It ain't bad.
I'm going to work for nobody else. I work for myself. That's an easy one. I'm never going back to an office like what we had.
You know what, Boz? Let me ask you this. And I want you to answer me honestly. Now look at me in the eye. Would you be better off had all that not gone down the way it did? What if it had never happened? We stay where we are. You stayed at that job. Where would you be right now?
Look, I ain't saying that we didn't do the right thing when Drek went down. I feel like we did the best we could, and we came out pretty well in the end. But just because you're on a path doesn't mean you gotta stay on it. I'm a middle-aged woman. I happen to have a certain skill set that I don't particularly want to use. This ain't the life for me, RC. And I'm pretty sure you guys can handle yourselves. Michael didn't have any problem offing that guy you had a grudge against. Clearly, you guys got it covered. I was going to take the fall on that one. I was going to be the one who actually had to deal with that. I always knew it was going to come up. One of us was going to end up having to kill somebody. It was just an inevitability in this line of work. And I was going to take that on. You guys don't need that.
I mean, look. Mike is great, and he's a great friend. He ever needs me, I'm there. Man, is it just me, or has he kind of gone off the old deep end a bit there? I mean, murdering people? He used to be the most chill guy in the whole group. The kind of guy I had to poke and prod to do, you know, to jaywalk or hell speed. But now he's off, like, murdering people. Man, I didn't like Howard either, you know, and I wanted to jack him up. I kind of did. But, you know, just killing a guy? I don't know, man. You know, Mike's head, I don't know where it's at. You know, Chuck, he's pretty cool. He kind of, you know, he's all right. He can use a computer damn well. I mean, I can't say anything about that. You know, Mary Sue.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, I just heard my name. What?
No, it was just fine. You're fine. Go back to your video.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. And, you know, Mary Sue, you know, half the time she's solid, and half the time she's turning into a different creature of a mystical dimension. I don't know. Like, we're like the only, like, regular people who You know, you have the occasional existential crisis, and you probably drink too much. Guess what? Me too. But beyond that, I feel like I kind of get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got an elf who doesn't want to be an elf who wants to be a dragon, a pacifist troll who wants to kill people. You and I are the only normal people here.
So what are we? Why are we doing this?
Wait, how am I not normal?
You're back, Will.
I see that you're paying attention now. That's good.
Yeah, I heard my name.
Chuck's pretty normal. I mean, aside from the whole looking human thing, that's a little weird, but not his fault. Or is it your fault? You didn't get that as like a surgery, did you?
That's a long pause. That's a very long pause there, Chuck. How do you feel about that?
It was my decision.
There it is.
All right. Yeah, a little weird. I don't judge you, though. Whatever.
But the point is, you're good at computers. That's great, buddy.
Yeah, speaking of being good at computers, Chuck, you planning on doing this for a while, or do you kind of want to get out?
Oh, I was going to go back in when I could go back to school. I was going to
not
gonna
have it.
Getting my master.
Nope.
What? Why not?
You are a criminal on the lam.
Has your sin been burned yet?
A couple click clacks. No, still looks to be here and working properly.
How are you going to answer questions when you go through like a metal detector and it looks like a disco inferno ball, or you go in anywhere in an MRI machine and get pulled up against the external wall?
I had Morgana get me a fake one I can broadcast when I need to.
No, I'm saying, how are you going to explain being, you know, robo-hacker?
I went to school for this?
We're not communicating very well. I feel like we're not on the same like TCP/IP. We're not on the same protocol here.
Yeah, straight UDP. Yeah, I got that.
Well, anyway, where did Mary Sue and Michael get to anyway?
Smash cut to Mary Sue's car.
Mary Sue just finished sending a communication to Scrapper, just telling him, hey, gonna park in the scrapyard for a bit, only be here for a couple hours, and then out of your hair.
He will send back a message of, I am currently out, but I should be back in like an hour.
Mary Sue's just gonna take that as, you can go on the property, he'll be back in an hour. Once she sees that, she'll look at Mike and say, well, it's all set. We'll just go park in one of the aisles. Wait a little while, hour or two, and then we'll reach out to the others and go from there. Okay?
Okay.
And Mary Sue will go to the scrapyard. And is the gate closed or open?
It'll be closed, but as you pull up, the gate will open for you to go back inside.
Mary Sue will drive her GMC Sidewinder. I think she just naturally, something takes her to that same spot where she drove Howard to.
You guys will go back there. The spot is still a big open area in the back of the scrapyard here.
So she'll kind of look around and point to the area and say, this is where Howard and I had our conversation that night.
Yeah.
The conversation where he told me I should leave all of you and he could get me jobs with another team or whatever.
I knew you guys were here. You had a conversation. I didn't know what it was about. Is there something on your mind with this, Mary Sue?
Well, I mean, a lot's happened since that conversation with Howard. And you brought it up in the cars as we rode over that the others were upset with you. You did what you had to do, and well, it just got me thinking. Got me thinking about that night at LaFay's when they started accusing me of killing Howard, and you kept your mouth shut, and then Boz pulls a gun on me. Still, believing I killed Howard, and yet you still just sat there, keeping your mouth shut. Until what happened to me. So, Mike, do you really have my back? Or only when it suits you?
That's a valid question. I understand your concern. And I don't know if you recollect or not, but I told Boz calm down, got up and started moving over towards you when you were starting to freak out, not knowing what was happening to you. I went with Boz to her investigation. The minute we got here and she started looking around, oh, she identified that my footprints were all around here, and I owned right up to it, right in front of her. I'm sorry. Due to my understanding of your distrust for certain somebody that's there that seemingly may have changed, would you rather I had given her more information than what she needed? Would you rather I let Morgana know that I killed Howard so that she would have... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I forgot. She would have her hand more on me than anybody else there. I'm sorry. My bad. Do I have your back? Mary Sue, I wouldn't have tried to block all those bullets from you because that wasn't in my best interest. I wouldn't have made you invisible, trying to prevent anybody else from seeing you or seeing what was happening to you, because that wasn't in my best interest. Not one lick. If it was in my best interest, I would have just gone invisible and I'd have left all of you there, because it wouldn't have been a sweat off my back. I've dealt with these bugs before. I know what they're capable of. But no, I care about my friends. I care about people that I consider family. Last I checked, you guys were all my family. You got me out of Paradynamic. You came back for me when the ship was in lockdown. Got back in there to get me out of there. And you think for 1 minute that... you think for 1 minute that I'm going to forget that? And when it suits me, have your back? Thanks, Mary Sue. Thanks.
She'll actually laugh at that. She's going to open the door, take a step out, look back at you, go, yeah, I'm going to say suits you. Don't try to turn this around, Michael. You kept your mouth shut. You let them pull a gun on me. You didn't say anything. And I don't care about that slit to Morgana and what she knew. You were supposed to stick up for me, and you didn't. And she'll slam the door and just walk to the front of the car.
Michael gets out of the car, closes the door. So, okay. I'll own up to that. I didn't stick up for you in front of Morgana. I'll own up to that. Sure. You're that upset about it? Okay, I get it. I did, the very next day, in the Brown Spoon, fess up to everybody there. I admitted to everything that I did, and I gave everybody a choice. I told every person there, Chuck, and yourself included, make a decision. Am I here or am I not here? Do you want me to leave? At that point, I walked out to let every one of you make that decision, to have your little talk amongst yourselves.
It was a short talk, Mike, because I immediately got up and followed you outside because I have your back.
That wasn't my choice. I let you guys make that conversation. Mary Sue, if this has been bothering you all of this time, why didn't you bring it up then? Right when we were outside, I remember I was sitting there smoking a cigar, and I looked over to you. You could have brought it up to me then. Why didn't you do anything? You could have. You could have brought it up to me when we were sitting at the bar and I was spilling my guts to you about everything that happened in Chicago. I'm not going to put this around on you. Because no, it's not on you. It's not your fault. I didn't speak up in front of Morgana. If that's what it'll take to kind of rectify this situation, then I'll DNI her right now and tell her I need a meeting with her now. Mary Sue, I do have your back. I've had your back. I'm sorry I didn't say anything at LaFay's. I'm not going to keep saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I've said it. You can either take it or leave it. And if you want to leave it, then I know my way out.
I want to make sure that you and I are solid, because I don't want to keep doing this anymore. These jobs, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And I think there's another way. But I can't do it alone. I need to know I have somebody with me. And I don't think I have the others with me, but I was hoping I still had you.
I'm standing here, aren't I?
Well.
Yeah, Mary Sue, I told you guys, I'm with you guys wherever we need to go. Whatever else we need to end up doing. As long as I'm not going against my family, my sisters, my mother, my brother. You guys are my family too now. I just got them back in my life. I'd rather not, you know, have to turn on them.
No.
I'm sure you can understand that.
I would never ask you to turn on them. But I may ask you to do something dangerous. Could get us both killed, but I think it's worth a shot. And I don't want to talk about it with the others right now. Not yet, because I don't know if they trust me or you at this point. We're going to have to find out. We'll wrap up this job. We'll talk to the Johnson. We'll get paid. We'll do what we got to do, and then we'll see where we're at with the others. And if it looks like they might be interested in it or can be trusted to at least take part in it, then I'll lay out my idea for all of you. But if not, then it's just you and me.
Okay.
Speaking of, do you want to reach out to them and see what's going on?
Go right ahead. Like I said, pretty sure they don't want to talk to me.
So it's around this time, Chuck sends out the group text message of Nuyen, 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 Taco, Shadowy Guy, Nuyen, Nuyen, Nuyen.
Marisu will message back. Is everyone okay there? Did you guys get away? Nobody's hurt? All of the regular check-in questions before we get to Nuyen, Nuyen, Nuyen.
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah.
So you guys are all once again back in communication. What's your plan of action?
We're going to call the Johnson. I'll send a message to the Johnson asking him to meet. Let's give him a location. Mike? Where should we invite him to?
Well, I wouldn't invite him here. And I wouldn't invite him to the brown spin. I would say do a quick D&I search for a local bar, local pub, stuffer shack. Somewhere other than tacos. They're just not appealing to me right this very minute.
Seconded. So she'll send a message to Chuck. I need a place for a meet. Somewhere that is not this guy's taco turf. Somewhere neutral for us.
All right. Chuck instantly responds with Club Penumbra.
So she'll send the Johnson a message. Club Penumbra. It's evening now, so we'll say 1 a.m. Bring our payment.
A couple of minutes will go by. He will send you an event invite for Club Penumbra, where he will have a VIP table reserved, and it'll have all of the associated information for that you would need for that.
I'll send that out to everyone else. Let them know when and where to meet. Let them know it's a club. Let's try to fit in. After that's arranged, it's a look to Mike, and we're going to have to go back to my apartment because I need to change.
Okay.
Presumably, Michael can get a cab or something. He'll get changed if he wants.
I'll get a quick cab and just head on down over to my house, get my own change of clothes.
So, Michael, when you get home, you will notice that Sasha is home. She's wearing comfy clothes. You got the day off of work, and all of a sudden you want to just be lazy and not get changed.
Home clothes.
Yeah. When you come in, she'll get up and run up and give you giant hugs. It's probably coming into dinner time now. You will remember that she was supposed to be working today.
Ask her, what? Change in schedule or something?
Well, I got a message a little while before I was supposed to go in that something happened during lunchtime, and basically that Miss Morgana is shutting down for the day. It was really unclear on the specifics of what happened, but...
Better not to ask.
Yeah, under the circumstances, that's kind of what I felt too. I was just like, sure, just let me know when they come back and... And she'll motion down to her comfy clothes. You know, I didn't get changed or anything, so.
Unscheduled day off. Hopefully you're still getting paid for it.
I didn't feel it was appropriate to ask.
You'll find out in your paycheck. Never ask about that.
Yeah.
So, I have some things that I still have to handle. But I should be back later tonight. Like late tonight.
Okay. That's good. Want something to eat?
If you can make it quick, sure. I'll take a bite to go.
Sure. And then she'll head off to the kitchen to start making food for you. You'll see that your mom is also home. Brother is out somewhere.
Yep, doing something. I'll make a line over to my room. I'll change into some semi-comfy clothes first then, and I'll just go and sit down and chit-chat with the family for a little bit.
Chuck pulls out the food that he got from the food truck and starts eating it.
Chuck still has an appetite.
If it's one thing, Chuck is an emotional eater.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Get out of Dodge.
Take a siesta?
Yes, take a siesta. Preferably near as much incriminating evidence as possible. I would probably go to, and observe the entrance and look for things like a convoy of police officers with lights and sirens.
We really need... Well, I guess it's maybe a little late at this point, but we should get ourselves a switch out car at some point. Do a little baby
not drivers. The giant...
Thank you. Flag. Thank you, boss, Captain Hindsight.
There's helicopters, but none of them seem to be, looking for you.
I don't know how we would know.
Because RC would probably tell you with his crazy paranoia.
He may yet. Give him a chance.
Probably about 5 or 6 injuries with one person's dock wagging bracelet being tripped and dock wagging arriving.
I really would have thought that when, those machine guns started firing, people started running for cover. Nope. Well, a gag.
Your average person is going to have, one initiative pass and be surprised by what the fuck is happening.
That's true.
So they're going to miss that first turn to run away.
Boz is going to assume that was a bug.
Good call.
I don't got to feel guilty about that one. He was working with them anyway.
He was a sympathizer.
What does it look like Chuck feels like as this conversation is happening?
Chuck's not actually paying attention. He's still flipping through camera feeds while this conversation is happening.
Chuck's player also flipping through camera feeds on Google.
Yeah, I appreciate the RP there. It's I'm not distracted. My character is distracted. Oh, that's high level.
That is the perfect Decker defense, isn't it?
This is why we hired you. This is why you're in the podcast. This is edit button. Edit. Bam. This is the editing portion of the edit button.
What's your plan of action? Trust fall or
a safe circle where we talk about our feelings.
As always, thank you guys for listening. You are the reason that we continue to do this. Come by, check us out on Patreon. We have a couple of different goals on there, all of which is oriented towards growing the show and doing more things in that vein. We want to get bigger and better and all of that happy stuff. I want to give back to the cast for helping out and sitting down to play this game. The Patreon link is going to be in the description. And tell your friends. That's the easiest way to help us out without really doing anything super in-depth. Spread the word. And, as much as I hate to drone on about it, there's those things about 5-star iTunes reviews. But
it is now time for the legal stuff. The music you heard was composed by and copyrighted by Michael Botamikas. For use with the Without an End podcast. The Tops Company has sole ownership of the names, logos, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any other proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Tops Company Inc. has granted permission to the Without an End podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or other proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Without a Net podcast in any official capacity whatsoever.
Music and sound effects are provided by Sirenscape, and I don't think I need to add anything else. So,
Oz the Great and Terrible strikes again. Sound effects are provided by freesound.org and Sirenscape, and the outtakes music is Salsa Time by Scott Lee Cupp, found on YouTube. All sounds and music are attributed under the Creative Commons license.